Peace and blessings. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend D. Singleton. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8th chapter, 28th verse. God is working it all together for your good. It may not seem like he's working everything together for your good. It may seem like this is a difficult time, and it may even seem like God is not even present. But remember, he's working it together for your good. We do not understand why certain things happen to us, why we're in certain situations. But even in your not understanding, trust and believe in God that he's working it all together for your good. God is taking your pain. He's taking your disappointment. He's taking your sicknesses. He's taking your dry bones. He's taking it, the doors that close. He's taking it all and working it together for your good. It is it may be a season of pain, a season of lack of disappointment, but you have to continue to repeat Romans 8th chapter 28 verse out loud. And we know that in all things God works together for good. You have to say, Lord, you're working this all together for my good. I may not understand it. I may not agree with it, but you're working together for my good. Sometimes God allow us to be in certain situations and circumstances so we can grow through it. Sometimes there's a season of lack. There are things that we need to learn. There are times that we in circumstances and situations that we have found ourselves in before, that this is not even the first time that we've gone through this situation. And every time you continuously to make the same choice, the same decision, perhaps God is allowing you to continue to be in the same situation because there's lessons to learn. Perhaps in this situation, you need to learn that he is God and there's no other beside him. Perhaps in this situation that you're in, you need to learn to trust him even when you don't see him, even when you don't feel him. Trust him. Remember, it rains on the just as well as the unjust. The presence of God is not through the absence of not having knife knock at your door and go through trials and tribulations. God is with you. He's working it together. Perhaps this is a situation, you're in a valley of dry bones, so you need to learn and depend on him. You may have depended on other people to bring you peace and joy and blessings. You may have depended on other people to feel loved and valued. Maybe God is saying to you, trust me that I am your peace. I am the way. I am your life. That God is your everything. Trust him that he's working together all that you're going through. All. When Joseph was thrown in the pit by his own brothers, by the people he loved, and sold into slavery by the people he loved, look what happens when he ends up in Potiphar's house, when he ends up in Egypt, and he's enslaved in Potiphar's house. Perhaps he survived Potiphar's house because he had already known what it's like to be betrayed. He already knew what it was like to be mistreated. Perhaps what he went through before prepared him for his season that in Potiphar's house. And when he ended up enslaved, when he ended up being betrayed by Potiphar's wife and lied on, he was not new to betrayal. It was not new to him. His own family taught him what it was like to be betrayed, what it was like to be misunderstood and abused. He survived Potiphar's house. He survived being in prison, falsely accused. And all of those things eventually led to him being king of Egypt. Look at all he went through. You have to realize sometimes what you're going through is part of a greater plan. Even if it's to encourage someone else, even if it's to stand up one day and tell someone else, you can survive this season that you're going to. You have to continue to trust God. Change your mentality. Change your perspective to what's happening. Know that God, before you you is more than the world against you. Continue to speak life. Lord, I don't know how you're going to change your circumstance. I don't know when you're going to work it out, because it's in the when. It's when, how long, because God seems like he takes too long sometimes for us. We want things instantly changed. We want a door to instantly open. But it's during the process that we begin to grow spiritually, where we can begin to grow and lean and depend on him. God may have you in a situation that only he can bring you out. Continue to trust him. Continue to know that he's working it out. They think they're doing harm to you. They think that their plan is working, but they are all part of God's plan. God is allowing those same people that you think are causing you harm, the same people that we call backstabbers, the same people who we call deserters and ops. God is allowing them to do these things to draw you close. All a part of his plan, his will. Trust in God. Even when you don't see a way out, even when you don't know how this is going to end, you might be in the same situation again and you're wondering, Lord, when will I get out of this situation? Praise him through the situation. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for so long because they complained. They forgot about how God, all the miracles, and that God departed the Red Sea so they can cross it. They forget about how he did not forget about them and all the ways he freed them and how they were no longer enslaved. They continue to wander because they complain, because of their unbelief. It's hard to believe in God when everything seems to be going wrong. But you have to remember the times he brought you out of those situations, the times that you were in jail and you should have stayed in jail longer, but somehow a door opened and you were free, the time that you were homeless and he gave you a place to live, and now you're complaining about the time, but about the place where he gave you to live, the times where you didn't have food and now you don't have to worry about food is abundance. The time that you couldn't have children, now you have children and you're complaining about it. Remember, God has worked all these things together for your good, but you need to change your perspective, change your mentality about your season that you're going through. Remember, man has no power over you. Think about the choices you make. Like, I used to make all kind of choices that please my flesh, but when I begin to want to live a life that pleased God and the had to stay in his will, my choices begin to change. My mentality begin to change. When I begin to want to do the right thing because it pleased God, even if it hurt me, even loving people, some people are so hard to love, even showing them kindness, even when they're showing you hatred, the same people that's showing you hatred, that's doing all sorts of things to you when you continue to show love. Now, that doesn't mean to stay in an abusive situation. That doesn't mean that you do things that you have to pray and follow God to find out how he wants you to survive this season, how he wants you to grow. What is in this situation that I must learn, Lord? What is it? What lesson is there to be learned? What choices can I make so I don't have to wander in the wilderness for so long, longer than I have to? God is working it together, all together, for your good. The doors that have closed, the places you have left, perhaps you left a place that you were never supposed to be in. We go places and we make decisions before we even prayed and asked God, and we find ourselves in a situation and we find ourselves departing from people that God never told us to be a part of. Pray. Seek God. Praise God. Know that he is able to work all things together for your good.